When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Long about late August, my flowers often look like they've given up the ghost. Mostly because I have given up being faithful to water and weed them. Where once vivid blooms flourished in spring, I will find curled leaves and pale petals in late summer. It's not their fault. It's due to my neglect. Sure, some of these are annuals and they've run their course, but that's no excuse. Just because they have a set number of days on this earth to grow and bloom does not mean I should cut those days even shorter by abuse. The same conclusion should be made when we estimate the level of attention we pay to our aging, fading bodies. Though flowers will wilt and fall as winter approaches, our similar destinies can be postponed. Maybe even reversed, with a few simple practices that halt the latent life effects of wear and tear, abuse, and neglect. According to the University of Kansas Health System, here are five tips for aging backwards. Number one, dance. Researchers have known for years that exercise helps improve brain function and helps ward off age-related illnesses, such as Alzheimer's disease. But what type of exercise is best has been unknown until recently. One study with senior volunteers who averaged 68 years old and were monitored for 18 months found that dancing had a more profound anti-aging effect on the brain than endurance and flexibility exercises. So, to avoid wilting, waltz. Number two, ditch the snacking. According to new research, eating frequently upsets hormone balance, says one clinical dietitian. Taking a temporary break from eating can give our healing hormones time to do their jobs. Even something as simple as cutting out snacks between meals and not eating before bed can have an anti-inflammatory effect and help correct hormone and metabolic issues. The bad news is this study also encourages avoiding yummy carbs like bagels and muffins and cereal for breakfast. The good news? It recommends eggs and bacon. Number three, hit the hay. There's a reason they call it beauty rest. Sleeping allows your skin to regenerate and repair overnight, which helps slow the aging process and keeps you looking younger. Stress hormones lower and antioxidants increase to protect your skin and other areas of the body, such as the heart. So get your Z's if you want to stay healthy. Number four, and this is a biggie, quit smoking. The health benefits are immediate when you quit. In just 20 minutes, your heart rate and blood pressure drop. In 12 hours, the carbon monoxide in your blood lowers to normal. In 24 hours, you reduce your risk for a heart attack. After 2 weeks, your circulation improves and your lung function increases. After 1 year, your risk of heart disease is half that of the former smoker you once were. When you quit, every part of your body will thank you. Number five, look on the bright side. A positive attitude has been linked to reduced stress, improved immunity, and lower risk of some chronic diseases. It may also help you live longer. One study involved 660 people aged 50 or older who were observed over the course of 22 years. They were evaluated regularly about their perceptions on aging. Those with a positive attitude lived 7.5 years longer than the pessimist among the ranks. Live grateful, live longer. What a great motto. So what are you doing to stay young? I'd love to hear your health tips or energizing experiences. You can get in touch by emailing countrygalcorral@gmail.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.